This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Tom Joslin. Bill Rogio, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy's Long War Journal. We've been discussing the Taliban, but we turn to the Al-Qaeda large organization because of a remark quoted in Russian media about the Al-Qaeda use of the Taliban's success in Kabul. This is a report out of Dushanbe, the capital of Tajikistan, bordering Afghanistan, a country that has appealed to the Russian Federation for military protection. The quote is this: the Taliban are granting Afghan passports to members of Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. Both Al-Qaeda and Islamic State, which are both banned in Russia, adds the report. This from Mohammad Zahir Akbar, the previous ambassador to Tajikistan from Afghanistan, the previous government, the fled government. This is a man who was a diplomat for a sovereign country and is now in exile from his country, telling the Russian media Sputnik. Tom, I come to you to measure what this means for Al-Qaeda, that it picks up passports from Afghanistan. And how does this connect to the larger story of how Al-Qaeda is presenting itself here in the new year after the success in Afghanistan?
Well, John, I mean, there are two parts of that story. The first is the Taliban providing passports to Al-Qaeda. I think that's entirely unsurprising. That's what we expected all along. Part of the problem is that it's not even clear a lot of times who is the Taliban versus who is Al-Qaeda. The two are totally intertwined. And it's very easy for the Taliban to provide Al-Qaeda members with passports without even thinking of them as Al-Qaeda, because they're just their brethren. And this is the point, is that they fought in the same trench throughout this 20-year war for the victory of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, and it certainly was a victory for Al-Qaeda in addition to the Taliban. But I will point out that one of the counterterrorism provisions, or so-called counterterrorism provisions, in the deal between the State Department and the Taliban that was signed in February 2020 stipulates that the Taliban is not supposed to provide travel paperwork, passports, and the like to Al-Qaeda members. So this would be a violation of that agreement. Of course, that agreement really isn't worth the paper it's written on. But the bottom line is that this is something the State Department, the U.S. government, should be holding the Taliban's feet to the fire over, and I very much doubt they are. Now, it gets a little more dubious because the Taliban and the Islamic State are at loggerheads. They fought each other. There is some convergence in the past in Afghanistan, so it's not impossible, but it's not as strong of a suspicion as I would have as the Taliban providing passports to Al-Qaeda.
Bill, my measure here is that Al-Qaeda has advantages now that it did not have before, and I note a report on your site, the Long War Journal, about the Al-Qaeda affiliate in Nigeria, Ansaru, boasting about its connections to Al-Qaeda. At the same time, it congratulates the Taliban. Is this a one-off, or are we seeing this in all of the subsets of Al-Qaeda throughout Africa and the Middle East?
We've seen other Al-Qaeda branches congratulate the victory. Al-Qaeda, of course, played an important role in that victory, and its branches in other areas. Ansaru is a small group that is in Nigeria that has been dormant for some time, but has slowly made a comeback. But there's a lot about this group we don't know. It's operated in the shadows. It was groups like the Islamic State and Boko Haram played a more prominent role in Nigeria's insurgency, but Ansaru has been in the background and has stepped up attacks over the years. So Ansaru is a group. It's a sort of explains the endurance of Al-Qaeda and that there's, Tom and I always say there's ebbs and flows to this jihad. Groups are up, groups are down. Ansaru, it's took a step back, but it's, but the fact that it's reemerging is telling you that Al-Qaeda is reemerging and is becoming a stronger force within Nigeria, and that it's promoting the Al-Qaeda's victory and the Taliban's victory in Afghanistan. You know, this is part of a larger message from Al-Qaeda's branches that they, because let's face it, Afghanistan was a major victory for the group. We're starting to see reports that foreign fighters for Al-Qaeda are beginning to flock to Afghanistan, just as they did into Iraq when the Islamic State was formed. Everybody loves a winner. And, you know, you had the U.S., the commander of CENTCOM telling us that we only have 1-2% visibility into Afghanistan that we had prior to when the U.S. was there. So a lot's happening in Afghanistan that we don't know about, and we shouldn't assume that any of it's good, because we know that that Taliban-Al-Qaeda relationship remains strong to this day.
Tom, our final 30 seconds. The effort in Washington, to your understanding, at CENTCOM or in DOD, has it moved away from focusing on Al-Qaeda, or is it still manning a large presence concerned about Al-Qaeda's iterations? 30 seconds, Tom.
It moved away from holistically fighting Al-Qaeda years ago. In fact, it basically, what the U.S. military intelligence establishment does is looks for key individuals they suspect within Al-Qaeda pose a direct threat or some sort of threat to the U.S., and then they target those individuals. And that's really the long and the short of it at this point.
Tom Johnson, Bill Rogel, the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy's Long War Journal at the beginning of the new calendar year, Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Question marks. The former ambassador to Tajikistan I mentioned before, he had this to say about the Taliban in Kabul. Quote, nobody recognizes the Taliban. They did not even sit down at the negotiating table at the recent conference of Islamic countries in Pakistan. And the flag was not of the Taliban, but ours, the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan. An interesting fact is that the Taliban leadership has not yet brought their families back to Afghanistan. They're in Dubai, Qatar, Pakistan. They have not paid their military personnel for several months. Disagreements have emerged among the Taliban. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.